Welcome back in everyone to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. I am so excited about the show we get to share with you today. It's definitely on our list as a creator's pick here at Stage Whisper. We had the immense privilege of not only getting to cover the show on our coverage of the New York City Fringe Festival, but see it, and it was so epic. And we're so excited that the show is having a second run off Broadway this time at an incredible venue. And joining us to talk about this amazing show, we have the co-directors, performers, and producers, Bridget Parada and Yang Chen. They're here, of course, to talk to us about the show In Harmony. It's playing July 12th and 14th at Playhouse 46, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting playhouse46.org. I cannot stress how amazing the show was. I was living for everything. The beautiful music, the amazing acting and performances. This is just such a great sweet tooth, a beautiful musical review. And I am just failing fantastically at describing it to all of you. So let's welcome on the experts who can definitely speak better on this than me. Bridget, Yang, welcome into Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much for having us.
Jinx.
I'm so excited that you both are here. I can't wait to share more of the show with our listeners. I loved the show. I was over the moon in it. You should be very proud of all you accomplished at the New York City Fringe Festival. And I'm so happy that it's got new life off Broadway this time at Playhouse 46. The minute I learned about it, I saw it on Instagram. I was like, oh, I'm going. Come hell or high water, I'm going. It was just that good. So Bridget, why don't I start with you and have you remind our listeners, because we spoke before, a little bit about what the show is about.
Absolutely. So In Harmony is a 75-minute experience, and it is meant for the musical theater lovers of the world. But also, if you're not familiar with musical theater, there's a lot to gain from it as well. So we take you through an emotional journey about growing up, and it's sort of a song cycle with some dance and choreography included, some spoken word as well. And it is a very theatrical experience. Yang, if you want to tag along, any thoughts that you have about?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the unique parts of it is that it's comprised of songs from other musicals, but completely sort of like taken out of their original context and recontextualized within the theme that we wanted to sort of weave and demonstrate through these songs and the sort of journeys and steps, as Bridget mentioned, about this idea of growing up and constantly growing up throughout our lives. And it's really exciting because we get to really obviously perform it, but also really dig deep on the beautiful, beautiful music that exists in each of these shows and really like showcase that, especially as well, especially with In Harmony. Like, a lot of our focus is on the ensemble singing, of like really letting the music shine through and letting like these voices come together into a beautiful, beautiful product.
And I think specifically for this run, our tagline is awaken, explore, transform, repeat. Mm-hmm. And kind of tackled it a little bit of how growing up happens, but it happens in multiple ways at multiple times, at multiple points in your life, and how you never really finish growing. So that's where that repeat kind of comes in.
I love that. And that shines so well in this piece. So Yang, let me ask you, where did the two of you come up with the idea for the show?
That's such a great question. So I had originally started the concept for In Harmony a couple years ago when it was during the pandemic and I was sad and missing singing with my friends. And I actually come from the a cappella world mostly, and then sort of found my way into the musical theater world in college. And then I realized, wow, like musical theater is has such an abundance of songs and music and art that is made to be, in its original form, made to be performed by a group, by people coming together and joining their voices in harmony. So decided to like pull some people in. And at that point, the show was more of a, just like a concert that featured and highlighted some of these like really awesome musical theater songs that feature harmony. But when we had the opportunity to do it at the New York City Fringe Festival, Bridget and I decided that we wanted to do this together and sort of meld our sort of backgrounds of music and musical theater and storytelling and see how can we present something super meaningful that is resonating with us. So we literally sat down and just talked about our lives and what was going on and what themes were sort of resonating. And then from there, sort of found through a very long process, different songs from the musical theater, you know, world that could sort of speak to the message that we wanted to send.
That's amazing. Bridget, would you like to add anything to that?
I would love to. So I was lucky enough to be a part of In Harmony since the beginning. Yang very graciously invited me to be a part of the cast from the beginning. And I was a part of the first version and the second as just a cast member. So actually, yeah, it was an honor for Yang to trust me enough to allow me to be a part of the behind the scenes team of, you know, wanting my input on the directing and the song choices. And I can safely say the best experience, or the best part of this experience for me, was sitting down with Yang. And like he said, just talking about what resonates with us at this point in our lives right now, what songs speak to us based off of these conversations, and giving gracious friends of ours and people I haven't met yet that maybe Yang knew, or just friends of friends who got referred to this project, and giving people and other artists the platform to express themselves who feel so similar to what Yang and I had expressed, and just getting to be a part of not only doing this again on the stage, but from the creative standpoint has been, there's really no words for how meaningful and happy I am to have been a part of this whole experience. And then it got extended. That's crazy.
No, it is well-deserved is what it is. Bridget, let me jump to you. With the show being extended, with it moving to Off-Broadway at Playhouse 46, you know, what has it been like developing this particular iteration of the piece?
Great question. So I think the biggest idea that Yang and I had to tackle with this space was originally it is intended to be a space for a theater in the round. So something we did not prepare for the Fringe Festival was potentially audiences behind us or utilizing a full 360 type of space for this. But Yang and I, you know, we were like, bet, let's go. We're gonna figure it out. It's gonna be fun. So we talked about it, and then we ultimately decided possibly just, you know, taking away the behind completely behind, just utilizing kind of the front and side-ish audiences. And funnily enough, Playhouse 46 contacted us and they were like, perfect, that's actually what we were going to have the entire thing be anyway. We were like, phew. So it really has just been a matter of finalizing the official cast again. And lucky for us, most of the cast members were available again. There were three people we had to replace because they had other contracts for other gigs, basically. But for the most part, the entire team is back. We're so excited about the new people. And yeah, it's been fairly smooth. Knock on wood. It's been smooth.
That's amazing. Now, Yang, what about you? What has the development been like for you?
Yeah, I think part of this time, what's really exciting is that Bridget and I are not like pulling our hair out over just putting the actual show together and all the details, where we're really just like, okay, we know what the show is supposed to be. Oh, I think a lot more of our producing hats were just had to be exercised in this one, whereas I think in the previous one we had a lot of both. And yeah, we're super excited to welcome the new people in and breathe a little bit of a fresh life into it. We're excited about the new space. We're also really excited also about like the auditory experience of the new space too, because it's the way the theater of Playhouse 46 is structured, it's a lot more of like an intimate room where we feel like the audio is going to really be able to like, and the sound is really going to be able to bounce around and really surround and caress and hug the audience in a way that we're really excited about our sort of harmonies ringing. So that'll be a really exciting experience that we're also as singers be able to perform in.
Wait, I also want to add that with the Fringe Festival, I'm so glad you brought that up, Yang. We found out that we had 4 wireless mics and we had to make that work for all 18 performers. And we made it work. We had a whole mic transition plot going on. Like if you had mic A, you had to hand it off to this person. and we mapped it all out. It worked out. So with this space, there will be no microphone. So everyone's like, whoo, that's very exciting for us.
Oh, that's so good. Now, I'm really curious to know, what is the message of thought you hope that audiences will take away from InHarmony? Yang, why don't I start first with you?
I think one of the key messages that I think Bridget and I sort of came up with is the idea that even when you grow, you're not done. And I hope that our audience can see that we're all going to go through periods of awakening, exploring, transforming. But then when you go through those, like, and you make mistakes and you learn from your mistakes, you're still going to make more in the future. It's never done. And I hope that the audience can get a sense of hope and reflection and a sense of like the freedom to just go out into the world and pursue. And I think something that's interesting is that a lot of people don't necessarily feel empowered to take risks to reawaken again. Cause I feel like a lot of the times we go through, like, for example, that like early 20s experience and we awaken and we come into ourselves more as like adults, and we don't get the chance to repeat that again, like put yourself in uncomfortable situations again, like allow yourself to, you know, make those mistakes and grow again. I think hopefully that audience can sort of glean that from the journey of our songs. On a much lighter note, I just hope the audience has a good time and enjoys the joy of amazing musical theater and great singing and joyous community. Bridget, what would you have to add to that?
I echo everything you just said, and I will go off on the tangent of community. Mm-hmm. Yang and I, as directors, we purposefully put everyone in an arc on stage the entire time. And in my head, that almost resembles the ensemble being a part of the audience and the audience being a part of the ensemble. Mm-hmm. And that I hope people take away, I hope this doesn't sound cliche, but truly this experience is so human and universal. And I hope it gives people a chance to look inward and feel and express joy, sadness, everything in between, and just know that we're all in it together and just have a 75 minutes of a human blissful experience.
To add on to that, I think something that's like particularly interesting about going off of Bridget, what you were saying about feeling like the audience is part of the show and that it's such a human experience. I think a really interesting part of our show is that we bookend our show, our starting opening number and our closing number are actually both traditional songs sung by children in the original shows that they're from. So the opening song is When I Grew Up from Matilda, and the closing song is
A Little
More Homework from 13, the musical. And I think there's something about that inner child when you're so open to the world and so nubile and you don't know what's going on, but you're like ready to face the world. And then you know you're gonna like, you have so much left to learn. And I think we want to like bring that energy to, okay, you know, no matter what age you are, there's still that opportunity awaiting you.
I love all of that. That is a beautiful message and a beautiful idea, which is totally getting communicated perfectly. So let me ask my final question for this first part. And that, of course, is who do you hope have access to this upcoming run of InHarmony? And Yang, I want to start again first with you, if I may.
Yeah, I think we want everyone and anyone who just wants to see humanness on stage and just wants to see joy and wants to experience something that feels very genuine and real, and just bring them like 75 minutes of joyous song and harmony and music, and be able to walk out of it and say, as I think a lot of people have, I had a really good time. I never knew these songs. I don't watch musical theater. And I really enjoyed that. And I really enjoyed the songs. And I really enjoyed the community that I see on stage. And I hope that that includes like both super fans of musical theater and people who've never even seen a musical before in their life. And I think that whole range of spectrum I hope is what makes our show accessible and universal. And I hope people will be able to come and appreciate that no matter what their background is.
I have to add to that. I totally agree, Yang. And that was actually the biggest surprise for me was you talked about your a cappella background. I'm a musical theater girly through and through. So that for me, I was like, okay, this is catered to the people that know that hidden gem from Dogfight the Musical or, you know, Dear Evan Hansen, a little more popular, but it's for the musical theater people. But funnily enough, the people that seem to get not the most, but a big majority out of it, they would say, one of our friends, shout out to our friend Leo, he thought we wrote every single song that came up to us, like, Tyler, it's like that. Was... And so I think about that every day of my life. But the people that, one of my friends, Sam, he didn't even like musical theater. He went in not liking it. And he came out saying, you know what? I had such a wonderful time. So it's kind of shocking to me that the people that didn't know musical theater, didn't have that background, seemed to get a lot out of it as well. So I would say all ages. Truthfully, I don't want to say everyone, but really, if you're a human, I think you'll enjoy it. If you, I don't know. There's a lot of heart in it. So if you enjoy heart and songs, I think you'll have a great time.
Part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will, and I'm really excited to learn what or who inspired you. What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past or are just some of your favorites? And Bridget, may I please start with you on that?
I would love to start, and my answer is pretty much a no-brainer. Mr. Stephen Sondheim. He has raised me. He has held my heart and my brain so closely. And he has changed my perspective as a human being and artist. I would say Sunday in the Park with George is my favorite show. But Here We Are, the recent off-Broadway run, that almost may take the cake. I can't get into that debate right now because I could talk about it for hours. But I am a Sondheim lover through and through, and that will never change.
That is a wonderful answer, though. Absolutely wonderful. I love that. Yang, tell us, what or who inspires you?
That's such a great question. I feel like off the top of my head, I feel just really inspired, honestly, just by the community around me. Like, so much of, you know, like when I first pulled Bridget into the very first In Harmony, like I had the idea like swimming in my head, but it wasn't really until Bridget and I, we'd met one fateful night singing at the same cabaret together, and I just saw not only her blindingly bright star power and talent, but also an energy that was just felt like it just said yes. And this is when I had just moved to New York too. And I feel like just knowing that I had just moved to New York, and I feel this pull of like, wow, like I see these people that are so talented and yet so grounded that I knew that that could work for something like In Harmony, where that needs so much humility and lack of ego and team player ability to like contribute to an ensemble. I think bringing that together was needed, necessitated the energy of the people around me to start this. And I feel like that's rung true for every single one of the inharmonies that has preceded that. I think from an artistic perspective, like, I mean, one of my favorite musical I've ever seen of all time is Once on This Island, the revival. Yeah, by my favorite director, Michael Arden. He did absolutely brilliant work on that show. And just how he crafted a world that I just felt like I was just fully immersed in. And funnily enough, that was in the circle and the square, which we know is in the round. And I hoped, and there's such a just joy and beauty to that show that just had made me cry in a way that I never cried before. I'm also a sucker for just like nostalgic life stuff. So like, you know, Richard Linklater is one of my favorite directors. Like I love Boyhood, and he's also directing the movie adaptation of Mary Go Along. So I think there's definitely that like, you know, Sondheim connection there. And yeah, I mean, there's just some people that inspire me, like so many like artists that I can't even name that I'm lucky to also call my friends in my community as well. But yeah, particularly I think the people that have been involved in Harmony.
That is such a wonderful answer. Both of you, I love that. I love those inspirations. That's beautiful. Let me ask the two of you, have you seen any great theater lately that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
Hey, have you seen Job, the play that was just off Broadway? Okay, I would say I would love for people to see that because it's transferring to Broadway very soon. It's two actors, it's a play, it's very interesting, and I feel like it's a great conversation starter.
I would say for me, one of the most like provoking things I've seen recently that I was like, oh, I thought about it for like days, was Appropriate, the recent mm-hmm. revival. I think there's just some brilliant performances in that and the incredible set design and direction. So we would definitely point people to that. I think maybe alternative point that is coming a little bit later is the new off-Broadway run of Teeth that came. Yes, Teeth. So that's coming, I think, to New World Stage. I think it was at Playwright Horizon, if I wasn't mistaken. So I think that was absolutely just brilliant musical theater.
I would just add, if you see Teeth, do not wear anything you care about. That's all I would say. Don't wear any garment that you like.
Great, great suggestions from you both. Thank you for those. I want to ask the two of you now, what is your favorite part about working in the theater? And Yang, I would love to start first with you, if I may.
Oh, I think the immediate thing that comes to mind is the joy of creating together with other people that also are passionate about the same thing you are. And ultimately, yes, like that inevitably leads, passion is going to lead to some passionate creative differences. But I think there's so much joy, especially in the process between Bridget and I, where, you know, we're really on the same page about a lot of things, but then there's new ideas that both of us never considered, or like we have to like convince each other and like see each other's visions. And I think that's just something so beautiful, because I do believe there's greater creativity that can come from collaboration, because everyone has their own diverse background experiences that will bring something new that you would have not thought about, or like something new that your combined experiences and ideas will come together. And I think some of the most joyous moments came from Bridget and I having like light bulb ideas when we're like, how do we solve this? What are we going to do? Everything's over. To like, oh my God, that is brilliant. So I think there's just so much joy. And obviously like throughout the rehearsal process as well, and just being able to just like bring people together and just like revel in the joy of just, you know, singing together or doing whatever thing you are doing together, you know, developing community and just like having that little like microcosm of family as you like go through like the entire process together. I think it's just so special.
That is answer. Yes. Bridget, tell us, what's your favorite part about working in the theater?
I think Yang nailed it. And I definitely would love to add that, yes, it's the collaboration with the other people. And I firmly believe, Yang, you've spoiled me. You were too good of a creative collaborator. And I feel like you've struck gold when the person or people you're working with make you a better person outside of the project you're working on. I feel like you've helped me to become a more trusting person, a more open person, a more thoughtful person. And you nailed it too with, well, you, I don't know, talking about trust too. We'll have ideas and we'll we'll be sitting there with the index cards out, talking about things, people, songs, whatever's going on, the theme. And we'll both look at each other and be like, okay, this is an awful idea, but I need to say it because it could spark something really good for you. So we'll very openly talk about, we know this is probably awful, but it's such a delight to find our way to the conclusion together. And just, I don't know, it's just such a joy, and it reiterates why my purpose on this planet, and to just be surrounded by not only Yang, my partner in crime, I'm the yin to his yang, as I say, but also the people surrounding us, the cast, like their contribution to the work, their thoughtfulness and their effort and attention to wanting this to be the best that it possibly can be. We can only, Yang and I can only take this so far. It's the people that surround us, like Will and Rachel on the stage management spotlight op team, and Nick, our lighting designer. We can only take it so far, but it's these people that surround us that take it to places where I can't even imagine.
Thanks, Sandy. Those amazing answers. And it's a great lead-in to my favorite question, and I can't wait to hear yours. And that, of course, is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I have an answer.
Go for it.
And funnily enough, it was In Harmony version 2. Something I've always resonated with was singing songs meant for any gender. And for In Harmony 2, I don't know, even in college, I really wanted to sing You'll Be Back from Hamilton. Because it's right on that comedy where I love, and there's something about it. I have so many ideas for that song. And a lot of, you know, people and professors would be like, don't do that. That's not what the industry wants. Don't do that. No. And so getting the opportunity to just express myself the way I want to and always have wanted to do, like, for example, my college audition songs for all the BFA programs that I auditioned for was Out There from Hunchback. And so I've been on this train for a while. And so getting that opportunity to create completely for me and have so much fun with a song that has resonated with me and the comedy that has resonated with me and just making it completely my own was one of the most, what's the word? One of the most out of body, surreal, positive experiences I've ever had in the theater.
That's so interesting, Bridget, because like you just pointed something out that I think I've known, but like I didn't really put to words until just now, is that like In Harmony, it allows, you know, artists and a lot of, you know, traditional musical theater artists to take on not only being a character in a specific show, getting to perform these characters, which obviously there's still a lot of artistic freedom in that, but there definitely are very specific constraints. Whereas in Harmony, there's almost infinite freedom to like really put yourself, like truly just you as an artist, as a human being, into these beautiful, beautiful songs that are seemingly overly specific, as musical theater often is and probably should be, and make it and pull the universal themes out of it and pull the parts of you as a human being, as Bridget, as Yang, as all the performers do into these songs. And I think that is also something that makes In Harmony so unique that I literally have not like just didn't even like think about explicitly until just now.
I'm literally crying. I'm literally crying right now.
Oh my gosh, these are beautiful. You two, those are amazing memories. Thank you both for sharing them.
Thank you.
As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do either of you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
I'll leave this one to Bridget. Like, this is really like my main thing right now that I'm very excited for. So just, we'd love to have people come out next weekend. I'll leave it up to Bridget.
Yeah, I love that. I totally agree. This has been all consuming since, what would you say, December, January?
Yeah.
So it'll be very bittersweet to put this to sleep, but you never know. But I would say nothing specific that I, yeah, let's just say auditions and callbacks are always happening, but nothing to directly plug at this time. Oh, that's a lie. I have a short film coming out very soon that my friends and I also created together that I'm very excited about. It's called This Sea, Great and Wide. So that will be coming out sometime soon on a platform near you.
That sounds amazing. So there are some things that we need to keep our ears and eyes out for. And that's a great lead into my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about In Harmony or about either of you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
The In Harmony Instagram is a great place. It is at In Harmony NYC. And my Instagram is at Bridget Rose Parada. And Bridget is spelt bridge with a T at the end, rose at the flower, and Parada has two R's and two T's. So Perrotta.
Perfect. And my Instagram, which is very reachable, is at yanging in there, which I feel like I am constantly doing. Yeah, I truly didn't put no effort into that name because I got Instagram so late in life. And yet I have gotten probably more like compliments about that name than I've gotten on anything else I've put way more thought into.
Wait, can I also add that Yang is a superhuman? This man works more hours per day than I've ever seen a human being do. And yet he still has been a superhero partner in crime when it comes to this full-time job that is In Harmony. And we're wearing far too many hats. We should not be wearing this, but we are. And he has been, yeah, he's a superhuman. Work with Yang. If you're listening to this, for the love of God, hire this man for
everything. Oh my God, no. And I mean, I'll plug Bridget the same. Like, Bridget has just been the most incredible collaborator that I'm so truly, truly lucky to be able to work with. And truly this not only the previous In Harmony of the New York City Fringe Festival run, as well as this now Off-Broadway run, literally would not have been possible without Bridget. Literally would not have been possible.
I'm gonna cry again.
Oh, you too, the love. Well, Bridget Yang, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with me today, for sharing your amazing show. I am so pumped to see it on the Friday night, July 12th. I cannot wait. I know this is going to sell out. I know it's going to sell out. You should be very proud of this amazing work you've created, and I can't wait to see what happens next with it, because surely next week is not the end of the show. It has to keep going.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Your belief is just... It's just so heartwarming and truly just so appreciated.
I have to add to that, like, even from our first interview with just the Fringe people, and then meeting you in person after the show, it means so much. You're such a kind, warm soul, and it means so much to hear your words and thoughts on our show, and just to be your presence on your podcast. Like, this is really
an honor. I'm very happy to be here.
Now you're going to make me cry. thank you both. That is so kind. Thank you for that. My guests today have been the incredible co-directors, performers, producers, artists, champions, heroes, whatever you want to call them, Bridget Parada and Yang Chen, who joined us to talk about their amazing show, In Harmony, which is playing July 12th and 14th at Playhouse 46. Tickets and more information are available at playhouse46.org. And we also have some contact information for our guests, which will be posted in our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But you need to run. You need to sprint. There will be no sauntering to get tickets, because this is going to sell out. Get over to playhouse46.org right now. Get your tickets. We'll be there on Friday, July 12th. So you should also come out and join us for a Stage Whisper night out at the theater. This is a creator's pick show. We're so excited to see that it's come from the Fringe Festival now to Off-Broadway. You won't want to miss it. I'm sure it'll be back, but why wait for it to come back? See it now. In Harmony, July 12th and 14th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about the theater
in a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.